The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Monique Fayad, CEO and Mala Deminsi, co-founder of Trellis Health and director of Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai, New York there. Ladies, thanks for joining me.
Hi, good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning.
Very good to have you there. And over here in London, hopefully enjoying the weather, not today though, but you've just released your final results for the year ended the 31st December 2021. A big year, some massive achievements there. We'll go through all that in a bit. Before we do, if you could, for people maybe not familiar with the company, explain Trellis Health. What's it all about, please?
Sure, Justin. So Trellis Health is a resilience-driven connected health solution for chronic conditions. We're starting out with a focus on inflammatory bowel diseases, which are the chronic conditions of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. These are chronic and curable GI conditions that have a very severe, both a severe disease component as well as a very heavy emotional burden. So what Trellis does is we apply, and we've licensed from Mount Sinai, a proprietary method that was invented by our co-founders and used every day at the Mount Sinai IBD Center to assess resilience in patients. That's a with a quantifiable tool that can assess resilience, and then to build resilience in patients over a 6 to 8 month period using a very targeted, personalized approach. And so that, you know, again, that method, when utilized at Mount Sinai, has been proven and published to have, you know, tremendous outcomes in terms of positive increases in quality of life, as well as significant, actually drastic reductions in expensive, unplanned healthcare utilization, as well as reductions in opioid and steroid use. So our goal is to basically take that approach and digitize it and scale it across the United States and hopefully eventually globally, starting with IBD. And then we have already begun expanding into a similar chronic GI condition called irritable bowel syndrome, which affects a much wider number of patients in the United States as well.
Yeah. And just explain the size of those markets, please. You're hoping to address.
Sure. So in the U.S., IBD, which is inflammatory bowel diseases, affect about 3 million patients, 70,000 patients a year, and it's typically diagnosed early in life. It's a lifelong chronic incurable disease. IBS affects about 30 million patients. So the total market in terms of healthcare expense that's addressed by IBD and IBS is around $80 billion. So while IBD is more expensive with fewer patients, the IBS market with 30 million patients is much larger, but the price per patient or the cost per patient is lower than for IBD.
Understood. And if you could just go through some of the financial highlights from the year, because of course it was a big year, 2021, you listed on AIM. Explain where you are there financially.
Yeah, it was really an exciting year. As you said, we did list on AIM and were able to deliver against what we had said we would do in terms of building out our Trellis Elevate platform, building out our team, both our tech and product teams and our clinical operation team, getting the clinical team licensed in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and beginning to roll out both B2B and DTC live to begin taking patients under management. We signed a contract with the Mount Sinai Health System as an employer health plan and started our demonstration program with them. And we are in extended discussions with another New York State health plan to manage their IBD patients as well. So we accomplished a lot in our first year, you know, kind of our inaugural year. And we continue to expand and make progress this year. The one, you know, as you saw in our announcement, you know, we did run into some challenges associated with licensing and credentialing of licensed healthcare professionals, which complicated the contracting process somewhat, but also limits our ability to scale quickly across the U.S. So we've actually, very recently pivoted to a new service delivery model that enables us to reach far more, you know, all of the United States without the challenges or the timing challenges associated with state-specific licensing and also the credentialing process with payers.
Yeah, and that's the direct-to-consumer model, is it?
Well, it actually, we can apply this delivery model to both direct to consumer and B2B. So we're not completely shifting our focus away from B2B, because that is an important part of our business model. Mm-hmm. But this new delivery model, we intend to apply to both of those different audiences.
Yeah, yeah, and so those delays, they're just delays. Is that right?
Well, they were delays. They're no longer delays, because we're not. Having to deal with that anymore in terms of the licensing and credentialing with using this new care delivery model.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And so this year, what are you hoping to achieve? And when will you sort of start commercializing this and generating sort of significant revenues from it?
Yeah, so we are commercializing it now. We're just rolling out the DTC to all 50 states, so that's just getting off the ground. We are implementing some further automation to automate the resilience assessment process, so that'll enable us to manage much more intake in terms of capacity of processing patients. So we do expect to see significant increases in patients by Q4 of this year, and then through the remainder of next year as we start to expand into IBS. So, we're still doing a bit of automation over the next couple months, but we are beginning to treat patients, and we have patients and have contracted for patients in terms of sponsored patients through direct to consumer. So that will continue through the summer and into Q4, and then when we implement the full automation, we'll be able to intake and process several thousand patients.
Yeah, and you've got plenty of cash there.
Yeah, that's the great news, is that we've been very good about managing cash, both in our launch year as well as through the next 2 years. We've moderated expenses in line with the commercialization and timing, so we haven't we've been able to maintain that, and we expect that we'll have significant cash on the books at the end of next year as well as through the end of 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. And has COVID, upset plans or helped plans in any way?
So as a practitioner who's lived through this, as providing care, what I could say is that the problem we're solving or fixing certainly did not go away during COVID. If anything, it was even more urgent that Trellis actually delivers to patients. And that really, Justin, was why we pivoted to being able to go and deliver this important resilience-based method to the patient, because over the last 2.5 years, never has it been more clear that being able to remotely deliver a type of solution that addresses behavioral, emotional, brain health, and going to patients where they most need us has never been more clear. And I think what we've been able to see is that the definition of resilience, which is overcoming adversity or being able to pivot for what comes your way, mm-hmm. I think our new pivot really represents resiliency in its true core and is going to help our patient, who's the true consumer of our behavioral health interventions and solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's sort of one big milestone you're looking to achieve this year, what would you say it is?
Basically, we would be implementing our automation, our full front end automation for processing of patients, and basically covering patients across all 50 states. So, getting several thousand patients under management by end of year is our biggest milestone.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, on the front page of Vox Markets, there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons. So if you could, give us 3 quick reasons why someone should hit the follow button on Trellis Health and add you to their watch list, please.
Sure. I guess, the 3 things I would emphasize is, number one, as Marla mentioned, we're, one of the, or the only company focusing on resilience at our core. So that's very important, and it's not going away. If anything, it's getting more, more challenging with our approach. We can address that by the fact that we've automated we're automating our and modifying our delivery model. So that's going to enable us to deliver our care to more patients at a more profitable level. And also, we have significant cash on hand. So those 3 things really make us a strong play that's perfectly positioned in a market to address the needs of these very challenged chronic patients.
Excellent stuff. Monique, Marla, very good to talk to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.